Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Not only is this the hump show, meaning dead center of the work week, and we're looking downhill toward the weekend, but it's a long weekend. It's a supersized weekend. Say it with me, you guys. I know we're on the same page about this. Family, friends, food, fun, football. Now, you know how much I love football, but in that order. Family, friends, food, fun, football. Now, in my case, my friends are my family this week. I won't see the ones that are related to me by blood other than through Skype. Actually, oh my gosh, you guys, I forgot to tell you, I'm Skyping with Grammy Helen on Wednesday afternoon. So that's my first bit of Thanksgiving. It's the baking and it's the Skyping with Grammy Helen. I also have a phone call set up with my best friend since I was 13. She and I will both be baking. This time last year, we were baking together because I drove to Atlanta and spent Thanksgiving week with her. It was such a blessing. We had never done Thanksgiving together since we were in high school. I remember we would do a sleepover on these long holiday weekends in New Hampshire, but we've never actually done a Thanksgiving together as adults. So that was really cool. In the middle of COVID, it meant so much to me to be able to celebrate with her and with her parents who I'd known since I was a kid and with her boys. And so last year I was with her. This year we're both going to be making pies, but in two different states. And so we're going to talk on the phone. But this is all after I Skype with Grammy Helen. I totally forgot. I just got the email from her community leader on Tuesday afternoon when I woke up. And so it was such a cool thing that I get to see Grammy Helen's sweet face. So my 99-and-a-half-year-old grandmother, who's likely going to do Thanksgiving at her own community, and they'll have a big meal and stuff for her and for her friends in the dining hall. It'll be awesome to see her before she goes down to her Thanksgiving Eve dinner. So I'll make sure I snap some photos. You know me. I'm always clandestine with the phone. And I try to get her while she doesn't realize I'm taking photos, because then I get her sweet face and she's not worried about me taking pictures. After a while, she'll say to me, though, "Stop taking pictures." Well, she'll say, "Enough." That's what she said to me when I take too many selfies when we're together. So that's going to be how I start my Thanksgiving: baking, Skyping, talking on the phone. And then we will not be here tomorrow night. I have no idea who's hosting the show. I apologize. That's not my department. And honest to God, I don't care. So I hope you enjoy the show. We'll be back on Thursday night. So following the triple header in the NFL, and of course, the start of the big college football weekend, we will be with you on Thursday night. So it'll be great. I know a lot of you are moving around from house to house, from state to state, from Thanksgiving meal to Thanksgiving meal. And so we're really excited. Generally, when we work holidays, we ask you to write in and let us know where you're listening and how you're listening. And then we've got this to throw in. Well, we'll be in a food coma, so it should be generally goofy. But we've also arranged to have Matt the Musher, our adopted Iditarod racer from Alaska, will join us on Thanksgiving night because we tried to get him in last week and he was training and it just turned out that we had too much going on and we couldn't quite work him in. So we'll have Matt the Musher from Alaska joining us on Thanksgiving night. And in addition, we'll have stories from our various Thanksgivings. I'll have to let you know how the walnut apple crisp turns out with the caramel sea salt ice cream. I don't know. It sounds amazing to me, but it could turn out to be a total flop. So we'll see. We'll see if there's any leftovers. But yeah, we're looking forward to hanging out with you on Thanksgiving night just to kind of get back and share our fun stories. And of course, I'll let you know how Grammy Helen is doing. Just as a side note, because it seems like my old grandmother and my old dog are always together in my storytelling. Do you want to know why I was almost late to work a few hours ago? Because my old dog would not get up from where she was sleeping and go outside. I'm texting James furiously. Oh my gosh, I can't get Penny outside. So she would not come. She was sleeping. She was snoring. I could hear her. And usually when I go downstairs, after I get dressed, I go downstairs, I get my snacks and my coffee, and I get everything packed up, and then she's ready to go outside. Nope. Snoring away. Was not interested. It was too cold, apparently. No, she loves the cold. But I could not get her outside until I'm finally freaking out. Penny, let's go! Like I'm yelling at my kid. Except, here's the thing about Penny. The louder I yell, the more impatient I get, the less likely she is to listen to me. And so, yeah, it took forever. I think I'm going to have to game plan for this from now on because she's older and is so uninterested in going outside. Unless she's ready. She's not interested unless she's ready. Course. And it's usually that she's ready when I'm sleeping. So yeah, turning the tables on the old dog, the old fart. Anyway, she's sweet and she'll be taking my Christmas road trip with me 1,600 miles one way. Oh, I finally told mom too, I'm not bringing the cat. She was very quiet on the phone for a good 10 minutes as I made my case. And then she said, she'll be lonely. Mom, I said, it's better for her to be lonely than for the entire house to be miserable because she doesn't stop howling for all of Christmas vacation. So anyway, we've at least come to an understanding. So now I've got to not only have my one neighbor come every morning and feed Sugar and make sure she's okay. My mother has insisted that I pay the neighbor girl next door to come every afternoon and check on the cat.
This cat, a lot of attention.
Seriously? No, the worst thing is, though, that my mom doesn't have to be in the car with the cat for 3,200 miles, and that's the part that would be miserable. Sugar hates the car, and so lesser of two evils. Either she's lonely or we're all miserable. So she just gets to stay where she is. And I'm not sneaking her in and out of an Airbnb. And so, yeah, Thanksgiving plans all set. Christmas travel plans, we're putting them in place. It's that time of year. Tis the season. And tis also our hump show. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. You need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family. Rocket can. Half hour away from Ask Amy Anything. So send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Also on our Facebook page, I just saw that we reached a new milestone in terms of number of friends on our MetaFace page. The count just changed on our page, actually, so you can go check that out. But the post is pinned at the top of the page, so it's easy to find if you want to send your questions. We're going Thanksgiving theme. We've got a fun announcement to make at the bottom of the hour about your producer, James. Uh-oh, people are now going to start freaking out that you're leaving. We're trying to find another producer. Anyway, we'll get to that at the bottom of the hour. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS.
Mahomes fires for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Murray back to throw. And it is. Is it caught? Is it caught? Oh, my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
He's got a man wide open. John Brown, he makes the catch. Touchdown, Buffalo! John Brown from Josh Allen.
Lamar Jackson in the shotgun. Lob to the five. It is caught. Touchdown, Willie Snead.
Play fake by Russ.
Throws deep. Man wide open. It's Lockett. He's in. Touchdown, Seahawks!
Tannehill rolling, throwing.
Touchdown, Titans!
Burrow back to pass. Throws into the end zone.
Yeah.
It's intended for Tyler Boyd.
Yeah. Touchdown.
Touchdown! Yeah. Bengals!
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
There's always so much to get into. We're obsessed with our quarterbacks. And because it's a supersized Thanksgiving weekend in both the NFL and college, we've actually got some college news as well. We're excited to pick apart the latest from the gridiron through the eyes of your favorite quarterbacks, like Aaron Rodgers making his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee Show. Now, the Packers are coming off their loss to the Vikings in Minneapolis, but man, what a fourth quarter it was between those two offenses, between those two teams. It was exactly what the NFC North is supposed to be, though Aaron Rodgers is dealing with a painful toe injury.
I've already talked enough about on this show about my medical status and other ways. So I've given you enough information at this point. I have a injury that's not going away, and I'm going to be dealing with it for at least the next few weeks. I believe that I mentioned that it was more painful than turf toe, and I had turf toe years ago. And the problem with turf toe is that, you know, it's that joint in your big toe, and it is very painful. So naturally, I'm leading people to understand that if it's worse than turf toe, there must be some sort of bone issue.
You know what's funny is he doesn't want to reveal the injury, but he just can't keep the info to himself. He keeps giving us more and more. Another nugget there. I'm leading you to understand that it's more painful, that it's likely a bone injury. I'm going back to our theory. It's completely unproven, but you never know. I think he broke a toe. It's a bone injury by kicking something during his isolation. I'm just saying it's a possibility. We shouldn't rule it out. Big blow for the Packers on the offensive line in front of Aaron Rodgers, losing Elgton Jenkins to a torn ACL. He was playing so well. He was a staple on the line. And Rodgers commented on what a hole that leaves.
We got to get healthy. We got a lot of, a lot of injuries. Obviously, losing Elgton doesn't make us a better football team. You know, he's been so talented. He started center for us, left guard, left tackle. Played right tackle last year in the opener. I mean, he's such a talented player.
So that's unfortunate. And yes, the Packers, like every other franchise, are dealing with mounting injuries now because it is week 12 and it's a hazard of the job. As for Aaron, he's still a little bit philosophical about what it was like to be away from his teammates for those 10 days while he was missing a game and then practices.
Just the interactions. And so I miss those a lot, and just continuing to cherish those and have a lot of gratitude to still be doing this, to get to play, to not have to test for the next 74 days, all those beautiful things that come with come out of being by myself for 10 days.
You don't know what you got until it is completely gone, right? I haven't had to isolate other than those first couple of months in 2020 where pretty much everything was shut down. So I'm grateful for that. But I do know not being allowed to see my family and friends or not having access to my family and friends. I remember I was supposed to go visit my brother and sister-in-law and nieces for our birthdays in April of 2020. And at the last second, canceled the trip. And that was brutal. Skyping was just not the same. So I understand how he feels. I can imagine a lot of you understand how he feels, though it's maybe giving him a taste of what it's like to not have football anymore. So post NFL career,
there's at least a minimal level of fear about what that next chapter looks like. And I feel like this offseason I faced that down and said, well, it feels pretty good. You know, I like what this feels like. I'm not worried about life after football, but I was still training and dedicated to, you know, coming back if things kind of look the right way.
I got to tell you, I don't believe it for a second. I've said this over and over. He was never going to retire, but he did take a nice vacation to Hawaii. He did get engaged. Actually, that happened last season. So good for him. I'm glad that there's life after football. He was never walking away. His weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee Show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. All right, moving on, but staying in the NFC North. We now know Andy Dalton will start for the Chicago Bears against the Lions on Thursday, but Matt Nagy, will Justin Fields be ready to play the following week, week 13 against Arizona?
We just got to see where his ribs are at. You know, I think it's day by day, but he's been doing pretty good, and we just got to keep an eye on that.
Of course, the Chicago Bears are not the only team dealing with quarterback injuries. In fact, come Thursday, we don't know yet if Jared Goff will make his return for the Lions, who are hosting that game. And Dan Campbell, a little cryptic on Tuesday.
I thought he was better today, you know. I mean, I think it's leaning that way. Goff, we'll see.
Leaning towards Goff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see.
Percentage?
You heard the percentage.
I thought it would be appropriate if I followed up that way.
Yeah, I would say there's a 60% chance of it being 50-50.
something that Will Ferrell would say. So Dan Campbell getting the chucks from the Detroit media. That's the first game on Thanksgiving Day. Bears at Lions. Don't know yet about Jared Goff, but we will not see Justin Fields. Okay, another Thanksgiving Day game pits the Raiders and the Cowboys at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. And man, these are some difficult times for Derek Carr and the Raiders. They've dropped three games in a row. They've fallen to 5-5, though still very much alive in the AFC, but they're desperate to turn this ship around.
Enough is enough. You know, we got to win. And we're in the business of, you know, winning, you know. And, you know, if you don't win, you know, it doesn't feel too good. When you do win, it feels pretty good. And, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, win or loss, you come in and you're always trying to get better and get better at things you got to get better at. But for us, you know, this is a big game for us, just like they all are.
Raiders at the Cowboys. Dallas has dropped two of its last three, though still firmly in control of the NFC East. And it's a quick turnaround. Also an opponent that Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys don't see very often.
It's an uncommon opponent. We haven't played against the Raiders in quite some time. A lot of players haven't played against each other. So, you know, our challenge is to really be on top of the video and have a clear understanding of who they're playing, how they play Thursday.
The first game is generally the one that's in the background, especially if you're talking about two teams that have a combined three wins and one tie with the Bears and the Lions and maybe not starting quarterbacks. This is the first game that people really start to watch, maybe post-Thanksgiving dinner and not quite to the leftover phase, though you got to be careful because that tryptophan will make you sleepy. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Tom Brady, what's Thanksgiving like in your house?
It's interesting. I've been in football for so long, 22 years professionally. It always comes in the middle of the football season. So it's always kind of just mashed together and whatever friends can come over. And we usually have a game on that Sunday. So, you know, it's like, hurry up. And, you know, Thanksgiving here, it's upon us. And, you know, the holidays just kind of come and go. So, you know, you kind of overlook a lot of birthdays. You know, Thanksgiving is a lot to be thankful for, but you only get about 4 hours to enjoy it. You know, practice usually ends about 1 or 2. You eat about 3:30 and then, you know, you're getting ready for next day of practice. So, and then same thing with Christmas.
That sounds awful.
You know, it's just, I'm looking forward to the time when I'm done playing football so that I can have some of those more normal holidays that I had growing up that were important, where the family's all together.
Let's be honest, he's all in all the time, which means his family does bear the brunt. And that is the case with professional athletes, regardless of what their season is. Very often the families are separated, or if they're together, their committed family members are busy thinking about something else. That's Tom Brady with Oprah Winfrey on his Let's Go podcast. She was actually the guest interviewer along with Jim Gray, and she asked him about trying to balance personal and professional during the season.
It's a 26 mile marathon of a season, you know, and it's just your goal is to, you're measured at the end, you know, and I think because football season is once a week end, you know, you're not typically thinking about how it's going over the course of the season. You're thinking about the moment.
Funny that he mentions the marathon and uses that as the analogy, because as I consider whether or not to really commit to a 26.2 mile marathon, just the mere mention of it freaks me out. Now, that wouldn't be till next spring, but I'll have to decide sooner or later. Tom Brady on the Let's Go podcast. His former team, the Patriots, will play against the Titans this coming weekend. Now, Tennessee just lost to Houston with 5 turnovers in the pouring down rain in Nashville. Now on the road at New England for this week 12 battle. And Mac Jones of the Patriots, 5 consecutive wins. They are the hottest team in the league, and Mike Vrabel knows the rookie QB is a big piece of that.
He's well coached. I think he's talented. I think he's really got a great grasp of their offense. They've been able to run the football, playing on short fields lately, you know, not taking a ton of chances. I think when it's there down the field, he's, you know, been accurate, you know, but they've just been playing very complimentary. The play action game set up very well. Protection has been, you know, what you would expect it to be. And, you know, I think that's really what the product is from what I've seen.
No doubt this is one of the biggest games of week number 12. It'll probably, I'm thinking, be part of our After Hours Game of the Week poll come Thursday night, because, of course, we'll be here to do that. Let's quickly circle through to the New York Giants and the fact that they made a coaching change. Not a head coaching change, though that could be on the horizon, but the head coach, Joe Judge, announcing a big decision.
Look, I'm going to start off and address a staff move we made. We made a decision to move on from Jason Garrett as the offense coordinator for the New York Giants. I feel we have to be more productive as an offense. Generally speaking, the offensive job is to score points. I don't believe we're scoring enough points. And it's my job as the head coach to make sure I give our players an opportunity to go out there and make plays.
Is it firing season already? Is this literally where we are? Front offices and coaching staffs getting antsy, seeing the writing on the wall? This was after Joe Judge publicly criticized the offense and the play calling for the offense because he felt like they weren't throwing the ball enough against the Buccaneers, and obviously went scoreless in the second half and didn't have anything when the gears or the Buccaneers found a different gear. But why now? This is an interesting question, considering that we haven't even started week 12 yet.
I don't think there's ever an ideal time to make a change like this in the season, but you have to go ahead and you have to be prepared to go ahead and roll with it. Talking in terms of, you know, we make adjustments all the time with players. When we lose significant players to injury or loss from the game plan or whatever it may be, that we have to make adjustments to keep on moving. Look, this isn't a blame game. That's not what this is at all, okay? But I'm not looking for a head to roll. I'm not worried about external opinions or perception. I've said that a number of times. This is not a blame game. And I'm very appreciative of Jason for, you know, a lot of things he's done for us.
Jason Garrett out of a job. We'll see whether or not he finds a new gig come this next season. But let's be honest, Joe Judge himself already hearing the whispers. Remember, Saquon Barkley was asked if Judge is the right fit for the Giants. This is after their loss on Monday night. And then we know about Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy answering questions about his job status and the report that he'll be fired after they play against the Lions on Thursday. So it's that time of the year. Teams that are stuck in the mire and the muck. Patience is not a thing in professional sports. Definitely not a thing in the NFL. And you can almost feel that tension start to build, though Thanksgiving is early. But wasn't it week 12 that Mike McCarthy was fired in Green Bay a few years ago? I feel like it was right after they played their week 12 game, or it was the Monday, Tuesday after. He got fired when there was still a month left in the regular season. So that seems to ring a bell. Anyway, it's getting close. I mean, we're diving deeper into the second half, and there are some teams that don't seem to have a way out of their messes and their disasters, and the coaches are the easiest changes to make. Latest edition of QB News. We're so glad to have you with us here on the Hump Show. We are just 15 minutes away from Ask Amy Anything, so you can send your questions to Twitter, A-Law Radio, or After Hours CBS, and then also on our Facebook page. Coming up next, an amazing return to the sidelines for one of college basketball's most beloved. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Dick Vitale comes in the locker room and gives a scintillating speech. And then he pulls me to the side and says, Shaq, you might not win, but have a good game. And thanks to Mr. Vitale, I ended up with 28 points, 19 rebounds, and I don't think he realized how much he motivated me.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Everyone loves Dick Vitale. I would say most people in the college basketball world or the pro world, as you hear with Shaquille O'Neal, have a Dick Vitale story. He's a staple in college basketball, whether it be on the sidelines or on TV. He does so much charitable work inside the college basketball world. He's such a supporter of these young men and the coaches. And of course, his background in coaching is one that goes way back. And his voice is iconic. His emotion and his catchphrases, they are recognized nationwide. And so it was a shock to hear that he was battling cancer and that he was going to miss the start of the season. And this is really a story that has resonated all over sports, not just college hoops, because he's a Hall of Famer and because he's been on the sidelines for 43 years, but he needed to treat lymphoma. And so he's been going through chemotherapy. He was diagnosed in October. He said that... That doctors initially diagnosed him with bile duct cancer. And at the time, he thought that was it. He wasn't going to be able to return to the sidelines. But get this, he was there for the showdown between number one Gonzaga and number two UCLA on Tuesday night. And even though this is a competing network, it's Dick Vitale, and I wanted you to hear how emotional he got as he was talking about being back in his happy place.
Thanks so much for being with us, everyone. I'm Dave O'Brien, Sean Farnham with us as well tonight. Dickie, it is so great to see. I know you would not miss this. All of you are aware that Dick is battling cancer. The fact that you've made it out to Las Vegas for a game that I know you had circled for a long, long time is just awesome. Great to see you.
Great being here, Dave. I didn't want to cry. I can't believe I'm sitting here. This is really a big thrill for me. I want to thank all you people. Sent me so many great messages. ESPN, Jimmy Pitaro, all my buddies at ESPN. I want to thank certainly my family and all the fans. My, you've been unbelievable. On October 12th, Obi, I'll be honest with you, when they walked in and told me I had cancer, they thought it was bile duct cancer, and it was really going to be a serious surgery and all. I never dreamt that 82 that I'll ever be on courtside again, but to be here today, I'm sorry. I hope I don't cause a problem out there, but I feel so emotional.
Don't apologize for anything.
Well, and the game is the big thing. Well, let's get this game going. Talk some basketball,
you're the best.
Really.
No. The game is not the big thing. That's not even close to being the biggest thing. So good to hear him. And of course, at points there, you can almost barely understand him because he's so emotional and he's crying and he's choking back tears. What a great job by Dave O'Brien to allow Dick Vitale to speak and to kind of share those emotions. And yeah, the support has been overwhelming. He mentions that it's just been awesome to get back to this place where he can work again. And of course, that offers him a boost of joy. It offers him a boost of excitement and adrenaline. And all of that helps with health, right? To be around people that we love, to be doing something that we love. And so he says, to be back in college basketball is the perfect medicine, and that he was jumping with joy. So according to Vitale, his doctors have allowed him to call games throughout the season as long as he feels okay. He's got another body scan coming up in late November to show how much the chemo's working and what they need to do moving forward in terms of treatment. And so it was awesome to hear him. Great to see him. Certainly he looks a little older and you could tell that he's gone through a lot physically, but same old Dick Vitale, same energy, same excitement, same passion and love for the game. And certainly the same love the fans and college basketball have for him in return. So really cool. That comes courtesy of ESPN, of course. We've got another great story that we're celebrating, maybe a little bit early, but getting excited about it even as we get closer to Christmas. So we'll explain that top of next hour. Straight ahead, though, your chance to ask Amy anything, sort of. And we're going with a bit of a Thanksgiving theme. So check it out on our show Twitter, Bright Orange Box. You can send your questions there real quick, though, because producer James is looking now. And then also on our Facebook page, pinned to the top of that page, so it's easy to find. Bright Orange Box. Side note, Gonzaga dominated UCLA, and even as Gonzaga gets ready to face Duke, I would say right now the Zags are the team to beat in college basketball, and I know they're still gunning for that national championship. Mark Few has got his team in midseason form.
You are listening to the
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Before I answer any of your questions, I have to tell you, this is kind of cool. Finally, we've been talking about it for, several weeks now. But producer James and I finally took the opportunity. We made the time and we recorded a video to introduce him to you. Many of you have asked questions about producer James, who took over in mid-August, and it's been an all-out blitz since then. It's been nonstop. Neither one of us has had a day off since he took over. So it's been pretty crazy, and just keeping up with football season is always a challenge, not to mention when you've got someone new. And so I'm really excited that we finally had a chance to record a video, essentially our top 10 list about producer James. And so he did not see my questions ahead of time. It was also an Ask James Anything type of a deal. But I had 10 questions that might have morphed into 11 or 12 questions. And we recorded it before the show. And he is going to edit because he's the master YouTuber and editor. And we will release that on, what do we think, Thanksgiving Eve or Thanksgiving morning?
I'm hoping for like Thanksgiving around the afternoon-ish, early afternoon Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, make sure it's before football because once football starts, no one will be paying attention to our video. So the earlier the better, but sometime in the next couple of days, I would say the next 36 hours, we'll have a reason to check out our YouTube channel because you'll have the chance to get to know more about producer James. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, James has the floor and your questions for Ask Amy.
All right, Thanksgiving themed, of course.
Woo!
So, Piero asks, what is the first food to go on your table for Thanksgiving? He says for his table, it's the mashed potatoes.
Meaning the first one to disappear?
Right. So the first food that like everyone eats up.
Oh, got it. For my family, it's stuffing. We are all about the stuffing in my family. Stuffing and gravy. We often have to make more gravy. But yes, I would say stuffing and mashed potatoes and turkey. Those are the three big helpings that fill up each of our plates to start. We always have the cranberry sauce. We always have salad. I'm not sure why we put salad out. We've got other casseroles, like a green bean casserole, maybe a sweet potato casserole of some sort. But yeah, the first three. But if you're asking about the top two, it would be the mashed potatoes and the stuffing that disappear first.
So this is an interesting one. Muffin Man asks, your Thanksgiving plate, is everything separate or mixed in one large mix?
No, I don't mix things. I don't necessarily need them to be so separate they don't touch. That would have been little kid Amy. But the things that have gravy on them, they can be next to each other, of course. But I do not put all mine together in a garbage style plate. Everything has its own spot on my plate. And if I run out of room, then I either get a separate plate, a second plate. For instance, I might have a separate dish for salad, or I just wait until I've cleaned the dish and then I go around for the next set of side dishes.
Does it bother you when like people have a clump plate of food or no?
No, I don't have to eat it, but I like to enjoy my flavors separately.
I'm the same
distinctly.
Way, so. Yeah. Let's see. So Mark wants to know, do you think it's okay to put a Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving?
I don't do it only because I generally don't have time and because I like to keep my holiday separate the way I like to keep my food separate on my plate. But I do know people that put up their Christmas tree, my brother and sister-in-law, literally the hours after Thanksgiving is over. So they start decorating the day after Christmas, or the day after Thanksgiving, and they keep up their decorations until the day after Christmas. They start taking it down the week between Christmas and New Year's. They're tired of it by then. So for me, I've gotten earlier and earlier. I've never actually decorated in November, but I've gotten to the point where I decorate first thing in December. The only thing is I'll be gone actually for most of December. I'm going to be on a road trip. And so unless I want my house sitter to have Christmas decorations, I'm not sure that I will be decorating. I won't be putting up a tree this year, so that's sad. I love the balsam fir. It smells so good. I usually keep my Christmas tree up for 6 weeks, but I don't think I'm going to have one this year. It seems like a lot of work when I would just be asking my house sitter to water it, right? So I don't think I'm going to do the tree, which makes me sad.
Yeah, so you go real tree?
I'm from New Hampshire, man. Yeah. Charcoal grill, real Christmas tree. I don't have fake much. I don't even do the snow blower. I shovel. I mean, I'm hardcore.
Nice.
Yeah.
So let's see. Rich wants to know, do you enjoy watching the Thanksgiving Day parade?
I haven't watched it in years. I really haven't. And honestly, it's because football is usually on. But I think the Thanksgiving parade is earlier, right? So I don't know that we turn the TV on that early, usually in my family. And so I'm thinking that probably we're more about the cooking and trying to get the meal ready than we are about watching much TV first thing in the morning. So no, I haven't watched it in years. It's just not, I don't know why. Maybe I should, considering that we work mere blocks from where the parade is going on. But no, I haven't watched it in a long time.
Have you ever been to the parade?
I don't think so. I've been here. This is back when I was in high school, when I didn't live here. I was here for one of the New Year's Eve celebrations when the ball dropped. But I don't believe I've ever seen the Thanksgiving Day parade in person.
So Dawn asks, what are your top two favorite side dishes on Thanksgiving? So not turkey, I imagine.
Okay, well, stuffing, if that's considered a side dish. Is that considered a side dish?
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right, well, then stuffing and mashed potatoes. That's super easy. But I do love the dinner rolls as well. Oh, my goodness. With the warm dinner rolls with the butter is also really good. And so I would say that's great. And I do love sweet potatoes. So if there are sweet potatoes, yes. You cannot beat a sweet potato or a yam with the brown sugar and butter on it. Oh, goodness. You can't beat those. And you're not asking me about dessert, so I won't get into that. But I'm thinking if we're going side dishes, it's got to be mashed potatoes and stuffing.
Speaking of dessert, Alan wants to know, what is your favorite pie on Thanksgiving?
Well, it's pumpkin, because I love pumpkin everything. But I also love, say, a good apple pie with the crust over the top, you know, baked with the crust on top. And then this year, when I'm going to my friend's home for Thanksgiving, I'm in charge of desserts, and I'm making my favorite pie of all time. If you missed it earlier, coconut cream. My grandmother used to make it. My maternal grandmother used to make it when I was a kid. And recently I got on this coconut cream pie kick because it makes me feel like I'm closer to her. I still miss her so much. So yes, I'm about to share it with my friends on Thanksgiving and hope that they like it. But if they don't, I don't care because I'll take it all home and eat it myself. It freezes very well. So if you don't eat it all right away, you can freeze it and then take it out piece by piece. Oh, so good.
That leads me into my next one. Bill wants to know, are you a fan of Thanksgiving leftovers?
Absolutely. You want to know what idiotic thing I did last year, though? I drove all the way home from Atlanta with my Thanksgiving leftovers and then for some reason didn't eat them right away. And my mother convinced me they'd probably gone bad. And so she made me throw them away. What she convinced me that they weren't going to be healthy for me and that I'd waited too long. And so I was so angry at myself that I ended up throwing out a lot of Thanksgiving leftovers. But yes, I'm a big fan of leftovers. I'm hoping to come home from my friends with a big plate of leftovers. I hope that's the case. But that's the only problem with going to someone else's house is that you don't have many leftovers usually. You have a plate, maybe.
Yeah. So Al asks, stuffing / dressing inside or outside
inside,
of the turkey?
Always inside the turkey.
Yeah.
At least when we cook it. I think my brother's family cheats and they order the big Thanksgiving spread from the local grocery store. So the stuffing is not inside the turkey, but we've always done it that way since I was a babe. As long as I can remember, we stuff the turkey. And my mom generally drops a swear word or two while we're stuffing the turkey, but it's got to be inside. It's in there.
John wants to know, have you ever deep fried a turkey or attempted to deep fry a turkey?
I have not. I heard that it's very good. I've got friends who do it, but I've never tried it myself. I have done the turkey in a bag, though. If you've ever heard of that, cooking your Thanksgiving turkey in a brown paper bag.
What's that?
It tends to trap the juices. That's the whole point. You put it in a brown paper bag, you staple it. First time my mom and I ever cooked Thanksgiving dinner together, we did that. She was trying to teach me how to do it. And so we did that, and it actually was great. It's hard because you have to grease the whole inside of the bag so the turkey doesn't stick to it. But yeah, it's supposed to trap in the juices and keep it moist. So good.
Sounds good to me.
I've never met a turkey I don't like, so turkey is one of my favorite foods.
This one was interesting. Charles wants to know, what is your favorite Thanksgiving movie?
That's funny. Well, now it's Die Hard, because last year, and yes, it is a Christmas movie before you even asked me.
Yes.
Last year, I went to Atlanta to hang out with my best friend, and on Thanksgiving night, we watched Die Hard, and I decided that's it. It's a Christmas movie. It's the perfect way to kick off Christmas season. So that's what we did on Turkey Night after, because there was no game, remember? It was supposed to be Ravens and Steelers, and we were all excited. Her boys and I were all excited about watching football. Then it was canceled, so we had to find a movie. And we watched Die Hard, and that was it. We decided it was definitely a Christmas flick.
It's not even close. It is so easily a Christmas movie. I mean, yes. The wife's name is Holly. It snows in L.A. at the end. What else do we need?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
So Eric wants to know, do you have any favorite college rivalries for this Thanksgiving weekend?
Well, of course, OSU, Michigan. And it's funny because before I moved to Oklahoma, I thought Ohio State was the only OSU in the country. This is long before I was really working in the business. Now I know there are other OSUs like Oklahoma State, Oregon State. But yes, the big house hosting this year, Michigan and Ohio State is huge. So love that one. With ties to Northeast Ohio, that's always been a big one in my family circles. Obviously Bedlam, because I covered it when I lived in Oklahoma for several years. It's crazy, and it's in Stillwater this year. And then the Iron Bowl, and it's maybe not the same high profile matchup between Alabama and Auburn as we've seen in the past, but it's still a big time matchup because it's the Iron Bowl, and who could ever forget some of the upsets we've seen. So yes, all three of those have special memories for me. So I'm really excited to watch those this coming weekend. Super size football weekend.
So John asks, of all the Thanksgiving desserts you're making, what is your favorite one to make?
To make?
To make.
Oh, the pumpkin pie. It just smells so good, and it's so perfect, and it's a pretty color, and it's traditional, and I'm all about traditions. So yes, I'm going off the beaten path, but even when it's with my family, I'm in charge of the pumpkin pie. Though a few years ago, I forgot to put its sugar in. Don't ask me how that happened. I swear to you, I forgot to put sugar in. We tried it, and the faces around the table as we were eating it. Then we had to put on extra whipped cream and extra ice cream to kind of make up for the fact that there was no sugar. But my sister-in-law was mad at me. So, but I am in charge of the pumpkin pie.
So what's your favorite one to eat then?
Favorite pie to eat?
Or favorite dessert that you make?
I got to go with the pumpkin pie. I'm sorry, it's traditional. I'm all about the traditions. And I love pumpkin pie. And it's the only time of the year that I eat it, honestly. So it's got to be the pumpkin pie. But this year, if the walnut apple crisp with the caramel sea salt ice cream is delicious, that's going to be a new Thanksgiving staple.
Yeah, that's a play.
Sure. Okay, if we did not answer your question on Ask Amy, I always go back on both Twitter and Facebook and respond to the ones that I can answer quickly. So check that out. Thank you for all your questions. Ask Amy Anything comes up every single week on the Hump Show. You know, we're like the post office. Neither rain nor snow nor sleet nor whatever. It's just that we don't charge you like the post office does. Ha! 1 hour to go. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.